our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
All right, let's do this.
Hello, and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome. That's true, by the way.
It's completely the truth. There's been scientific studies. They can't release them as a matter of national security, but it's completely verified that we are, in fact, awesome.
All right, so let's not bury the lead.
set the scene here.
All right, so we watched Torchwood last night. The show... I know we've been going on and on about it, but this was probably the best episode in this series so far.
And it was still, I mean, it wasn't, as far as television shows go, this actually wasn't even that bad. Right. But as far as Torchwood goes, it was still pretty low caliber.
Right.
So,
I guess we're just going to do spoilers, because nobody should ever even watch it anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone is probably watching it. They don't know what we're talking about.
Right, so we're 9 episodes in and a 10 episode thing, so this is the penultimate episode. And
things finally happened, though.
Yeah,
there was plot.
They went to China.
They did go to China.
And they found out that the FICOR logo was staring them in the face the whole time.
So apparently when you look at the letter Phi, the Greek letter Phi, you're supposed to see a connection between the opposite ends of the Earth, which is very obvious.
I wonder if Buenos Aires and, Shanghai are actually...
I mean, probably. They probably picked the two closest major city centers that they could across the globe.
No, that's cool, though, that's actually a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're both pretty big cities.
They are. That's true. So, good for them.
So Team America went to Buenos Aires. How do you say it?
Buenos Aires.
Aires.
A-I makes I sound.
Aires. Okay.
And Team Cardiff went to Shanghai.
Yeah, along with Gollum.
The character who we are calling Gollum, because he really is.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going with you.
We've already decided how the show's going to end.
Yeah, there's apparently this thing called the Blessing, which is making everyone live forever for some reason. Haven't figured that part out yet. We haven't figured out why.
Yeah, hopefully we figure that out. They probably won't even explain it. They'll just be like, no, it does.
It just does.
It just does it.
But it's just like a big pink chasm that goes all the way through the Earth or something.
Yeah, it's either like the Earth's vagina or like just a crack in the Earth.
Yeah.
But it's sort of... I don't really know how that works. How does it go through the core? The core's molten.
I'm not sure. But it goes all the way through.
Maybe it just picks back up at the solid parts on the other side.
I don't know.
Which really is just like the crust and the mantle, the upper mantle, which are not that thick.
Well, if you're going to jump through that, at some point gravity is going to get you, like, and you're going to get stuck in the middle, right?
No, what's going to happen is you're going to jump through and gravity is going to accelerate you towards the middle.
Right, but then once you go past it, then the gravity's going to pull you the other way. I don't think you're going to shoot out the other side.
I don't know that you're going to go past it.
You're going to just get stuck.
You're going to be in the middle. Because the gravity is pulling you towards the middle. And once gravity's not pulling you towards the middle anymore, equilibrium.
No, but your momentum, wouldn't your momentum shoot past it?
Sure, but you're not going to shoot as far past it.
Right, right. I mean, it'll pull you back again and you'll kind of wobble back and forth for a little while.
But you're going to settle, no matter what, you're going to settle in the middle.
Yeah. So, I hope they take that into account when Gollum jumps in the hole.
I'm trying to think about it now. I'm not sure you would.
Come on, physics.
I'm not sure you would go past the middle.
You think that gravity would slow down, or your momentum would slow down once you get closer to the middle?
No. But
But you wouldn't survive it, though. You'd be crushed by the gravity.
Yeah, you would, yeah. You couldn't do it.
That'd be a long fall, too.
It would be a long fall. Well, you'd also get molten by what the Earth is made of.
Right, but if the crack goes all the way through...
I can't really think of what would happen if you get to the center of a body of gravity, a source of gravity, because I can't... Like, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't, so... Right. I don't know. I could probably think about it some more. And,
or you can ask a physics professor.
No, I know I'm capable of doing it. I just can't. It's 9:50. We just woke up.
Yeah,
so.
We just woke up a little bit ago.
About an hour ago.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But Doctor Who tonight.
Oh, that's right.
So,
It's Saturday, isn't it?
You work till midnight.
Midnight. 4:30 to midnight. So man, I'm getting sick of these closing shifts.
So we will watch it straight away when you come home.
Okay.
Because I will be waiting patiently to watch the creepy dolls.
Paddling patient. Oh, God, that's right. Oh, no. No. I'm so scared.
Yeah, there's creepy dolls in this one.
There are creepy dolls in this one.
And that is one thing that you despise.
I'm not a fan of creepy... I like the song Creepy Doll, but only because it encapsulates my emotions so well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's just... the creepy doll thing, like... It just goes back to childhood. It's uh-huh. just scary. Are you afraid of the dark things about it? There's the Talkie Tina. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a gothic horror.
Well, it's scary.
Trope.
I think it used to be just mannequins bothered me, because mm-hmm. there was a. I don't think it was Twilight Zone. I think it was Outer Limits of a talking killing mannequin. Mm. Might have been a Twilight Zone, but
I used to watch Today's Special on Nickelodeon. Did you ever see that show?
No. What was it?
It was a story of, like, it all took place at night in, like, a department store.
Okay.
And there was, like, four characters. One was Jody, who was, like, I don't know why she was there. I don't remember why she was there at night. And then Jeff was a mannequin that would turn alive after the store closed. And then there was, like, Sam, who was a puppet. And then there was a mouse. And I can't remember
its
name.
Oh, mouse. That's a...
Right, but they were both Puppet. The mouse and Sam. So I think Sam was a security guard. He was, like an old dude. But he was a Muppet.
Nice.
Or a puppet. I used to love that show when I was little.
I never heard of it.
I think Muffy was the mouse.
No, I liked Are You Afraid of the Dark, though.
That was really good.
That's a great show. Well, I remember my Grammy used to let me watch it when I was
submitted
like...
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society.
My Grammy used to let me watch it when I was like 5 or 6. But it was rated Y7.
Ooh.
Right? So I wasn't old enough to watch it, but I was watching it anyway.
Because it was scary.
Yeah. You warm?
Yeah, well, I took a hot shower.
You did take a hot shower. That happens sometimes. Saturday. That doesn't mean I have any less work to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of homework.
I know, I hate it.
Well,
I don't want to do it.
That's what happens when you're in college.
I know, I'm just tired of working so much. They only my next schedule, they only scheduled me 20 hours. Finally, they scheduled me to my availability, except they still have me clothing on a weeknight, which I said I can't do, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to work till 11...
No, it's a Friday, so it's not a big deal.
If you're going to work till 11, they're going to put you till 12, because the store closes at 11, right?
Yeah.
So you have to close. Like, that's
there's shifts that end at 10:30, though.
Okay.
There's like 5 to 10:30 shifts. They're awkward shifts, but they're there.
Oh.
So... That's what I'd rather be scheduled. But.
Right, no, I get you.
But if they're going to do that, usually it's in soft lines, I guess, so I'd really rather not.
And soft lines is putting clothes away.
Yeah. Well, I guess they usually set the 5 to 10:30 person to zoning. So, and zoning, I mean, it's not that bad in soft lines. It's a lot of folding, which I don't really like to do.
You're good at folding, though.
I am pretty good at it.
You're the best folder I've seen.
You haven't seen some of my coworkers. We're supposed to board fold, which means you use one of those little thingies, and you put a shirt on it, and then, like, you fold up this side of the board, and you fold up these sides of the boards, and it makes it all flat and stuff, but nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
It's like company policy that you're supposed to, but not a single person does.
You're going against company policy?
Yeah. Because the thing's...
I can't believe you would do that.
The thing's cumbersome and annoying, so... I don't do it. Yeah, that's all.
You're such a weird dichotomy of things.
I am. Uh-huh. That's really the only, like, I don't go against company policy much, except sometimes in market when I don't have time to take a break, or I forget to take it, and by the time I remember, it's like 2 hours later.
No, it's just weird because you won't, like, walk across a cross-section unless, or a crosswalk unless the little man is on there.
Yeah, well.
Like, the walk man. But you'll, like, eat people if you had to.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're like, yeah, I'll eat people.
That's survival.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but crossing against the crosswalk's taking your life into your hands. Because they put the little man up there to say, it's safe to go now.
Right. But it's usually, there are times when it's safe to go otherwise.
But not necessarily. You can't be sure.
Right, but you won't even walk across the part where it's totally safe. Like, where nobody's turning, like, they can't get in that way.
It doesn't matter. Also, it's illegal. Oh, I don't exactly. like doing illegal things, illegal. So. I don't. I don't see your issue here.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're only at like 10 minutes. So Dancing with the Stars announced their new dancers this year. Like the celebrities that are gonna dance.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that show.
And it's the celebrities go and dance for a competition.
Right, but they're always like weird minor celebrities.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. This year they picked Chaz Bono.
I don't know who that is.
Cher's daughter turned son. And it's a huge controversy now because people are protesting that he's on there, that he wants to, you know, just be in the public eye and whatever, and that's acceptable for him to be on there. Because he's transgender.
Okay.
So, because it's like 2 or 3 years ago, Chastity Bono, who's probably slightly more familiar as Cher's daughter, decided that she didn't want to be a girl anymore.
Okay.
She had been a lesbian since the early 90s, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, probably around there. And that was a problem for Cher at first. Like, she couldn't figure it out. And then when she told her she wanted to be a guy, she's all like, what? But now she's, like, fiercely defending her. She's like, yeah. Him. I always get confused.
Right.
I forget.
I don't see why it's that big a deal.
I don't either, but I guess, I mean, for conservative people, maybe it is, but.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, right? So like, I just don't
who
understand.
Who else is on it?
Not really anyone else I'd heard of, I don't think. I'll look it up, but it wasn't.
Like, I know they had, like, Steve Wozniak was on there.
Yeah, he was. No, it's no one like that this year.
I guess I've never seen it. I just heard about it. So they just dance, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
They get famous people and then they dance. Or, not really famous people, but people that some people have heard of, and then they dance.
Right. See? That's Chaz Bono. Got some facial hair going on there.
Okay.
Alright. Oh, it's all. I don't want it one by one. That's crap. I just want a list.
Will you watch? Nope. Not gonna watch it.
No, I won't watch it. I would, actually. It's not that bad of a show, but.
Mm-hmm. 13 seasons?
Yeah, it's been going on a while.
Wow. I was thinking they it was do like three a couple or four, a
year.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, they do more than one a year.
Ron Artest.
I don't know who that is.
From the Lakers. David okay. Arquette.
Oh, I do know Ron Artest. He's on the Lakers, now that you mention it. I know David Arquette. He was in Scream.
Yep, Ricky Lake.
She was on
she
Ricky
a
Lake.
Show. Elizabetta Canales.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's George Clooney's ex.
Okay. That's why she's famous?
Yeah, she barely spoke English. She spoke Italian, and he, like, learned Italian for her.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Chaz Bono, J.R. Martinez, and he's an injured Iraq soldier. He's a star? Oh, I bet that's, like, the token we have to give this guy a spot, because...
Okay. Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, she's from The Hills.
The Hills. I don't know what that is.
It's,
former member of Wilson
China Phillips.
Okay.
Was... I don't know what Wilson Phillips is.
They were like a band, or three girls that, or I don't know, they were girls that sang songs in the early 90s.
Oh, so nobody cares then. Right. Rob Kardashian. It's Kim's,
a Kardashian.
Yeah, it's Kim's brother.
A Kardashian.
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace. Oh, that's the one that...
yeah, she has that show.
Amy Poehler made fun of her on SNL a lot.
Yep.
That's all I remember.
Hope Solo. Oh. So pro soccer goalie. Is she related to
Han Solo?
Doubt it. did you hear about the changes to the Star Wars movies that George Lucas just put in?
There's new changes?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know. You know,
for the Blu-ray release?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the scene where,
Greedo shoots first?
No. No.
No, this is a different one.
We don't get into that, but the scene where Darth Vader saves, Luke from the Emperor, because he's gonna kill him, and he's like, no, and he takes it. So, instead of just, like, because he looks back and forth first, right, he's like, he looks at Luke, and then he looks at the Emperor, and he looks at Luke. Instead of just doing what he usually does, and silently going over there and picking up the Emperor, or whatever, getting shocked and everything, he goes, no! No! And it's, like, really cheesy, and he, like, picks him up, he's like, no! And he throws him down. they just added in some dialogue.
Some cheesy nose.
For no reason.
And then they changed it so Hayden Christensen is at the end.
They did that.
Come on.
And then one of the other changes, there were two more changes. One of them was they gave the Ewoks blinking eyes now. Because instead they were just puppets before, you know, with steady. But now they make their eyes blink, which is actually kind of creepy.
That is creepy.
Hold on, let me see if I can figure out what the other one was.
That's ridiculous. Like, why couldn't they just leave it alone?
Because George Lucas doesn't want to. I mean, that's it. He just doesn't want to.
He's like, I'm the director, and I can do what I like. I made these movies in the 70s, and I'm changing it now. It's right there, Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. There's one that has official list of changes. There we go. Because the major news outlets don't care.
CGI.
Oh yeah, they changed Yoda for Star Wars for Episode 1. Like, he was already. Whoa, hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Let's not do that.
What's up, ads?
How's that sound? God, I hate ads that autoplay. That's the worst.
Uh huh.
Okay, so yeah, let's see this. We'll mute it so.
Okay, so there's like
there's a little tiny Anakin and some guy
and then there's a Yoda.
Oh, okay, so they changed Yoda a little bit.
That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. In Episode 1, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, you can do. I mean, everything is fake and crazy already in Episode 1, so I think they just made him look more realistic,
which is cool.
Yeah. Oh God, this is bad. So. Obi-Wan friends away the sand people with a crazy call, and he calls out.
Oh, right.
But it's, like, real awkward sounding now. I know!
That's ridiculous.
It is! It sounds like it's just like, ah! I lost my eyes! Oh, there's a new character in Jabba's Palace. Big surprise, they're doing that all the time. I don't know what a Doug is.
Doug.
I'm about to find out.
There's...
Is it the worm thing?
No, that's his tail.
Uh-oh, right.
Oh, it's that guy.
Oh.
That's it. That was it. Like a half a second.
Still not something you need, though.
Okay, CGI.
The CGI Ewok eyes. It's not really, it's not a big deal. It's not something you notice if you've never seen the movie before, but it's kind of creepy.
Uh-huh.
Ewoks are so cute.
Yeah, that's not bad. I can live with the blinks.
Yeah. They're cute.
Lay was pretty.
Yeah, so this is, I'll show you the no, because
it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Zapping them with super evil lightning. No.
Oh,
No.
He's just like, why did they have to put that in there?
No.
It was totally unnecessary and could have been.
No.
I mean, it was clearly fine before. Like, we got the idea that he was saving him.
No.
George Lucas is horrible with his nose, because then Anakin Skywalker at the end of whatever the Revenge of the Sith, the crazy no when he's all like lava burn and stuff.
Maybe that's what they were trying to call back to that.
Maybe, but it's just dumb. Right. I mean, that wasn't good in the first place, and people made fun of it. But
no.
But yeah.
I guess I'm okay with the Ewok blinking. You know, I'm probably never going to watch Star Wars again. I mean, I might someday, but I just
The Star Wars movies are...
It was awesome when I was 12.
I can't remember who it was. Someone I know said it was cinematic junk food. Mm. Like, it's... They're fun to watch, but you can't expect to really get anything. I think it was Avi said that. You can't really expect to get anything out of them, you know? They're not some big, profound thing like people say they are. Well, I mean, there's a good story and everything behind it, but but if you're gonna watch it, you're not watching it. You're watching it just to have fun watching, you know?
Right, I mean, that's the point of it.
Right. So if you're watching to get something out of it...
Right, well, when I was a kid, it was really cool, because there was nothing that was like it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a billion things like it now.
Right, and then there's the many cooler things.
I still think Star Wars is cool.
Right, it's cool. I mean, it's like a space western.
Yeah.
Kind of, because he's like the gunslinger or whatever, with
yeah,
a lightsaber.
I still think it's real cool, but...
But you know what's a better space western? Firefly.
That's true, I still haven't seen it all. Still haven't seen Serenity. I've seen like the first 2/3 of it, but for some reason I just can never finish it.
Yeah, Serenity kind of made me sad.
Yeah, I already know. People die.
Yeah, it's just, they could have just left it go, you know?
See, but they couldn't, because at the time the fans were crying out for some sort of closure because they didn't get any.
Right,
because
it was just, it's like, what the fuck, Shepherd Book? What's going on?
Yeah.
But you never find out.
No.
They did some closure, but it was wrong closure. They're like, oh, we'll just kill everybody. And then it's their closure.
Supposedly, they left it open to, like, a sequel. But,
yeah. Well, I mean, the movie was cool in the fact that it explained, like, the Reavers and everything.
Yeah.
Which was cool. But...
But that's, I mean, the movie was really, just intended as something... to finish the series, to give it an ending, because they knew that it wasn't coming back.
Right.
And there's been a big campaign lately to get Nathan Fillion to fund it again, or to get whatever, but
right,
if you think about it...
Right, well, that was on the Nerdist, they were talking to him
about
it.
But if you think about it, a lot of the main people who are in the show have other jobs now that are very
successful.
Right,
there's no way it's going to be a show
again.
They
look 10 years older, because they are, like, you can see it, that they're older, so it would not be the same.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be forced. Even if it wasn't forced, even if they somehow had this backlog of scripts somewhere, and everyone was up for the idea, they're like, yes, I miss it, I want to do it again.
Right.
It wouldn't...
Right. Well...
It would never be the same.
Well, I think they have it going in, like, comic books and stuff, right?
They did, yeah.
They had a comic book series, which would probably be a better way to, you know, to keep doing episodes or whatever, because that's how the comic book format works.
Sure. It's very episodic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's Doctor Who comic books.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
Or like a Doctor Who.
There's a bunch of novels. Yeah, there's novels.
There's one that I really want to read. I think it's a seventh Doctor story called Lung Barrow.
How do you spell that?
LungBarrow.
Okay, that's what I would have guessed.
Yeah, just like Lung Barrow. But it's supposed to be like. It tells about the Doctor's origin, like what he actually is.
Oh, wait, I don't want that.
But apparently the story behind it is, it's hard to find.
Is it legit?
Oh no, it was a book that they wrote. It was right after the, it was supposed to be, they were going to make one of the stories about it for the Seventh Doctor, but they couldn't.
E-book.
$10. Ooh. Is that a whole bunch of them? Go back up. Oh, yeah. Oh, Long Barrow, Dying Days, Human Nature, Scales of... Human Nature, I think, was the one that they did make a book out of that, or a show out of that with the Tenth Doctor, when he was John
this
Smith.
This is nonfiction commentary. Who the fuck wants that? It's dumb.
Yeah.
Long yeah, Barrow the book is itself 100 is $100. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so expensive?
Well, because it is... It tells the Doctor's origin, or, like, what he actually is.
Well, he's a Time Lord.
Right. But there's more to it than that.
Really?
Anyway, do you want me to tell you what it's all
no,
about?
No, I don't.
No, you're like, I want to get this book.
No, I just don't ever want to know it. Okay, next time we have $300 sitting around, we'll get one.
All right. That's crazy that it's so expensive.
Yeah, they should put this on ebook.
Check Amazon.
I did.
Oh, what did Amazon say? Oh, it was
$87. Amazon said it's $87.
Well, I think they didn't like it because it told too much about the Doctor.
Like, so it's not... Is it not canon, then? Or
it kind of is. I mean, they wrote it in with the Doctor Who name on it, and they published it as a Doctor Who name, as
that's
a Seventh
true.
Doctor. So, the new adventures...
Its relationship to the televised series is open to interpretation. So it might
right.
not be...
Right. Yeah.
Alright.
The final novel... That had the Seventh Doctor. Are you gonna read it all now?
Yeah. 44 cousins. That's a lot of cousins.
For over 673 years, his 44 cousins have been trapped. But mysteriously, only 6 of them were still left.
Oh, K-9's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I like K-9.
An ace.
K-9's so cute.
Mm-hmm. He's a good dog.
Oh, see, this was written so he would get the Master's remains from Skaro, but
mm-hmm.
the Master came back in the new series, so this can't really be canon anymore.
Well, no, because it's a Seventh Doctor story, because if you remember, at the beginning of the movie, he was bringing... He had the Master's remains, so I think.
Oh, that's true. Okay, gotcha.
This is what happened, but
yeah, this was
the movie.
Between. Yeah. Okay. It says final novel of Seventh Doctor.
Right. Because in the movie, he had the Master's remains, and then like they went goopy or something, and it was. Yeah.
There was an ebook from 2003 to 2010. Maybe you can torrent it.
Oh, I don't know how to get it on my phone, though. I guess I could read it on the computer.
I don't know.
Or you can plug it into your Kindle.
I could probably. No, you just read on the computer. I don't know.
Yeah, so...
I don't have time to read anymore.
I know. I wonder if I can get it on audiobook. All the Doctor Who books
doubt
on audio.
It. Not that one, probably.
Yeah.
It'd be too easy.
Long Barrow. Yeah. The Seventh Doctor. He wasn't that awesome.
I kind of feel bad for him, though. He did follow up a real shitty one, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't...
They probably lost a ton of viewership by that point.
He wasn't bad, but he wasn't...
It wasn't stellar. He was just...
He was just a guy with a hat and an umbrella with a question mark on it.
The Eighth Doctor was actually pretty good.
He was a good doctor, but he just... In a
bad movie.
Like, Eric Roberts as the Master was awful.
It was. I don't know who made that decision, but it was bad.
Oh, it was so bad.
No, I mean, he was... He would have made a good doctor. In a series, he would have made a good doctor, but he didn't want to do it, I guess.
He was kind of emo.
He's a little emo. He kind of had a right to be, though.
Right.
I mean, the fact that the Doctor's not trying to kill himself every 15 seconds is...
Well, I guess if you think about it, the Eighth Doctor is the one who actually went into the Time War.
That's true.
Because the Ninth Doctor, we don't know what happened between 8 and 9.
8 and 9, so yeah.
Because the Ninth Doctor was...
He would have had to regenerate at some point in there, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear that story.
Yeah, the regeneration between the Eighth and Ninth Doctors.
Yeah, like what happened.
Because they're never going to acknowledge it, because they never really acknowledge a regeneration. When you get a new doctor, it's like, they do it once, and then they never talk about it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it used to be a different doctor and whatever.
Well, no, they bring it up every once in a while.
Only in, like, oh, you look different than last time, you know?
Right.
They never talk about, like, you looked like this before,
mm-hmm.
but now you...
Well, the thing I liked about the last episode of Doctor Who, mm-hmm. when he went in the TARDIS and he had, like, all the...
Yeah.
The holograms or whatever, and had Rose and Martha.
That was cool.
And Donna. And I was like, I remember them.
Those were people that were on the show.
They were from before.
I still kind of miss Rose. Yeah. I didn't like her at first. I didn't like her for a long time.
Yeah, it took me a while to like Martha, but I think like halfway through the...
Martha's cool.
Yeah, no, she is cool, but it took me a while because she wasn't Rose.
Yeah, she wasn't Rose, and she was whiny, and she wanted to be the doctor's girlfriend, and it wasn't working out. And...
Right.
Still not a huge fan of Donna.
No.
I mean, I can watch her.
She's got a couple good moments, but...
Yeah, I can watch her episodes now, but it's just not, still...
Yeah. I like Amy Pond and Rory.
I used to like Amy Pond. I don't really like Amy Pond anymore.
Right, because of her... because of her personal life?
No, not because of her personal life. Because the character on the show has gotten just... atrociously annoying.
Oh. I like Rory. I like Rory more and more.
I like Rory more than I like Amy Pond.
Because he punched Hitler.
He did. I want to punch him.
And he's like, Hitler, get in the cupboard.
Why is Hitler still in the cupboard?
Hitler is still in the cupboard.
Nobody let him out.
What's going to happen to Hitler? I'm worried.
Nothing. They're never going to acknowledge it again. But he's a fixed point, so I think he's just going to go on and kill a bunch of Germans and Jews.
Right. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, Hitler.
Oh, Hitler. He was the comic relief for that one.
That's horrible. That never even occurred to me, but it's totally true. They made Hitler into comedy.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone had a problem with that. Probably not, because he got punched in the face.
He did. Hitler got punched in the face.
It's not like they treated him nicely.
Yeah. They're just like, get in the cupboard. And he's like, what's going on?
There was somehow nobody to come, like, check up on him and make sure... hasn't been assassinated or anything that whole time.
Well, the story wasn't even about Hitler. It was...
No, it wasn't. They just did that so that...
It was a cover.
Yeah. So that everyone would get excited about it before it happened.
Uh-huh. I thought that was...
Kill Hitler.
That was a really good episode, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's one of my favorites.
Shelvick hated it.
Okay.
He was confused.
Okay.
Which I can admit, it was kind of confusing.
Well, you're like, why? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense for a while. You really have to... kind of think through who said what and how they said it and when it happened and
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's tricky. Everything with River Song is always tricky because it's in different order.
Yeah, it's in like backwards mixed up order.
Yeah, it's someone has
drawn and is keeping to up to date a timeline of the Doctor's path and when it crosses
River Song.
River's path.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Because it's all over the place.
Well, because like there's some episodes that Little River Song and Big River Song are in.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like okay.
So technically she met the Doctor.
When she was a baby.
But she didn't because she was the Flesh.
Oh, that's right.
So she didn't. But she did. But I don't know. All right. We're probably about out of time here and I'm tired of talking and...
Okay, bye.
You have to go to work. Bye.